Hi, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, Anxiety Bites. I'm so happy you're here. I'm Michelle Hashimi, your certified transformational nutrition coach, certified nutritional therapist, and founder of Bella Holistic Nutrition and Wellness. So yes, of course, I'm all about nutrition. Thank you for joining me here on Anxiety Bites. And I call it Anxiety Bites for two reasons. First of all, anxiety bites. And as I've said before, I know it bites because I've been there, done that. And second, I take things one bite at a time, getting healthy by taking small, manageable bites that you can do and you can achieve your goals that way. Little anxiety bites. So welcome. Now for today's episode, I want to talk about the most fundamental key to healing anxiety. And that's breakfast. Breakfast, breakfast, breakfast. Now, if you follow me on Facebook, you know I believe in keeping things simple. I always say eat better, feel better. So I put together a very simple plan, just two simple steps that will have you loving breakfast and eating it every morning. And you'll love breakfast because it's the first and best way to feel better fast. It's the best way for you to start getting a handle on anxiety. Now, as a former coffee for breakfast person, I know for some people it could be really hard to eat breakfast. So how many people are breakfast skippers? Or do you eat your first meal of the day hours after you get out of bed, which is more like lunch? Well, when it comes to healing anxiety, eating breakfast within an hour of waking up is key. Believe me, keeping your moods balanced by keeping your blood sugar balanced requires regular meals. So breakfast first. Eating breakfast first is one of the most important things you can do to heal and support and care for all of you. Because when you have anxiety, it affects your mind, body, and soul, right? Your body goes through physical symptoms, your mind is anxious with negative thoughts, and your soul is just not able to engage in life because you're so worried. So let's fix this. There are only two steps to the breakfast program. First one I talked about was to eat breakfast every morning within 1 hour of waking up, and the second step is to eat enough protein. That's it. This is for two reasons. First, step one is eating an hour after you wake up is about keeping your blood sugar balanced. And the second step, eating enough protein, plays two roles. First of all, it takes longer to break down in your body, so you get a steady flow of glucose, which is what your brain uses as fuel. And of course, protein is about getting the amino acids necessary to create your brain chemistry. So remember, protein equals amino acids equals neurotransmitters, which are the brain chemicals, right? So there's that chemical imbalance issue. If your brain chemicals are imbalanced, then give your body what it needs to create what's missing, right? Okay, now for step one, let's go over the program. It's very simple, but not always easy. Eat breakfast every morning within an hour of waking. Because when you don't eat breakfast, your body is going to tell you in ways that feel like anxiety. Low blood sugar can affect you mentally and physically. Now, physically, you may be sweating, you may have lightheadedness or shakiness, you may get that racing heart, the palpitations, you may get jittery, and that is an anxiety feeling. You may have days when you're physically very unstable. You feel weak, you feel headachy, you have fatigue, and that can escalate into a panic feeling, right? Now, low blood sugar also impacts your brain and your mood. Of course, you get anxiety, you feel fear, and you get that panic, that need to flee because your body is putting out too much adrenaline. Skipping breakfast will upset your blood sugar for pretty much the rest of the day. You never really have a good day. You're either edgy all day, or you're touchy, or you're moody. Maybe some days you're weepy, because this also applies to depression. So If you often struggle to put a lid on volatile emotions, if you're that person who wakes up in a bad mood, or you never know how you're going to feel on any given day, you feel irritable, overwhelmed, moody one day, and then the next day not so bad, well, that's because your glucose is dropping too low, right? Low blood sugar is literally messing with your head. Now, when it comes to your brain chemicals, I'm sure we've all been told that we have a chemical imbalance. I know everybody who suffers with anxiety and depression have heard the term chemical imbalance. Well, here's an amazing fact. Skipping breakfast, or any meal really, but skipping breakfast puts a stress on your body. And that level of stress affects the dopamine and serotonin levels, and those are your feel-good chemicals. So those brain chemicals become imbalanced, right? Now, here's another thing about those brain chemicals. If you think you feel better without eating breakfast, if skipping breakfast makes you feel leaner and thinner and tighter, well, that's because when you don't eat, your body thinks you're going to starve. So to protect you from yourself, you release natural painkillers called endorphins, so you don't feel those hunger pains. And endorphins, of course, are the feel-good chemicals. So, of course, by skipping breakfast, you get a rush of endorphins. That's why you think you feel better without eating. But really, that's just your body trying to help you function properly. Now, the bottom line is, if you're not hungry in the morning, eat anyway. I'll say it again. If you're not hungry in the morning, eat anyway. The goal is to eat 3 solid, regular meals on time, by the clock. But first, we're dealing with breakfast, even if you're not hungry. Now, of course, another reason to eat breakfast is if you skip a whole meal, you're not getting the nutrients you need, because you need vitamin B, C, D, iron, zinc, magnesium. And in episode 2, I talked about how vitamin B6 is so important for social anxiety. So cutting out a whole meal is cutting into your nutrients. So now that we have the timing down for breakfast, the next question is, what do you eat? Step 2 is eat enough protein for breakfast. If you want to heal anxiety, it's very important to stay away from the typical breakfast foods like cereal, donuts, pastries, bagels, Pop-Tarts, all those types of simple carbs. You got to stay away from those, but there's nothing saying you can't eat typical lunch or dinner foods in the morning, right? Because you need quality proteins. You need the good stuff with every meal. Protein takes longer to digest, and that keeps you mentally and physically stable until lunchtime. So what do? You get creative. You be unconventional. Eat a variety of foods. Now, most people, depending on their weight, should get about 25 to 40 grams of lean, dense, quality protein for breakfast, and at every meal, but breakfast. I have a basic protein guide. If you need one, just message me. But I'll go over some of the breakfast ideas that'll help you overcome anxiety. Now, one thing you can eat for breakfast that may be a little unconventional is fish and seafood, like salmon or tuna. You can have canned salmon on a rice cake with some avocado. 3 ounces of seafood is going to give you 20 grams of protein. So that's basically it for the meal. Salmon cakes, a tuna wrap or a tuna pita, smoked salmon, fish tacos, healthy fish sticks, tuna stuffed in an avocado. That's something very simple you can put together and get your morning protein requirement in a very easy sandwich or salmon cake. Now, another food that might seem unconventional for breakfast is poultry. You could start with things like chicken sausage or turkey bacon, or you can even go with leftover roasted chicken, a leftover sliced turkey, turkey chili, a turkey or chicken frittata, leftover chicken casserole. You can have a chicken quiche, which you can make and eat the rest of the week. So again, 3 ounces of chicken or turkey is about 20 grams of protein, and that's perfect for breakfast. Maybe add a little bit of yogurt or a little bit of beans, and you got it. Another food, of course, is beef, and beef will also give you about 20 grams of protein in a 3 ounce serving, and a 3 ounce serving is about the size of the palm of your hand, or maybe like a normal size hamburger patty. And that's another thing you can have for breakfast. You can get your protein in a hamburger patty, leftover steak or roast, or you can mix leftover roast with scrambled eggs and peppers, or even make a roast beef sandwich in a pita. Now, all of these foods are really good sources of zinc and iron and the B vitamins, and you need those to make your brain chemicals. Now, of course, eggs are one of the least expensive forms of protein, and you can have eggs 100 different ways, anything from omelets to scrambles, a quiche, egg salad, fried, boiled, you name it. And eggs will give you about 7 grams of protein, so a couple of eggs and some yogurt, you're done. Eggs are endless. You can eat eggs every day. Another good breakfast food is yogurt or kefir or any type of dairy, because yogurt has about 8 grams of protein for about a cup, and kefir has a little bit more, but about 12 grams. And a couple of ounces of cheese is about 8 grams. So one thing I like about yogurt for breakfast is it gives you the probiotics I talked about in episode 2, that bifidobacteria, and that's what your body needs to create the serotonin. So eating yogurt is really helpful for anxiety. And of course, you can add cheese to anything, to your pita wrap, to your sandwiches, to your eggs. So that's another good way to get a little boost. How about beans? Beans are full of fiber. They're going to keep you feeling full through lunchtime. And of course, they're very inexpensive, and they also go with everything. And get this, half a cup of beans is about 20 cups of protein. So think lentil soup. Refried beans with fried or scrambled eggs. Put some beans in your tacos or quesadilla. So beans will really give you a good boost of protein, and they're inexpensive. And finally, you can have nuts and seeds and nut butters. I love almond butter. And almond butter is about 8 grams of protein for 2 tablespoons. So if you're having an apple or a banana, have a couple of tablespoons of almond butter with it. You can also sprinkle nuts on your yogurt, or have some nuts or nut butter with a leftover sweet potato and a couple of scrambled eggs, right? So that's how you eat better, feel better. Now, I hope you're getting excited about what you're going to have for breakfast, because the possibilities are endless. And the great thing is, I know how quickly you'll start to feel better. I know how quickly the anxiety symptoms are going to cool off and mellow out and calm down. Now, 2 ways you can make this easier. You can plan ahead for a few weeks until it becomes a habit, right? You do your grocery shopping ahead of time, and when you get your groceries, start thinking about non-traditional breakfast foods. Get extra cans of beans, buy more eggs. You know, you can always boil eggs, stock up on beans, make a casserole, or cook a couple of extra hamburger patties. Come up with some of your favorite go-to breakfast ideas and stick with those for a few weeks and just see what works for you. Now, did you know that most people with anxiety tend to either skip breakfast or eat really heavy sugary foods? So if you've been a breakfast skipper, or you're used to starting your day with a sugar buzz, breakfast can sound simple, but it's not always easy. And I know this because when I was trying to overcome anxiety, I knew I had to eat enough protein for breakfast. So what I did was I added a protein powder to a mug of coffee and I dipped chocolate chips in it. Now, that isn't the best thing, but that's where I had to start. That's where I was with breakfast. I did not like breakfast. But, you know, that's where I started, and over time, I got better. I mastered it. And the reason I got better is really because I was sick of feeling anxious. I was so tired of missing out on life, not only because of a panic attack, but the anxiety of the possibility of having a panic attack. So if you're fed up with anxiety, and you want to start to heal your anxiety, now ask yourself these three questions and be honest. Ready? Will you commit to eating breakfast every day? Okay. Will you commit to eating breakfast within 1 hour of waking up? And the third question, can you make sure you eat enough protein with every meal? Now, believe me, if you struggle with eating breakfast, it's okay. You may want to work on breakfast one little bite at a time. Now, work on eating something every morning if that's where you are. If you're used to skipping breakfast, eating something every morning will be a great start. If the thought of beans and meat in the morning is just too much, start with a scrambled egg. Or work on eating something within an hour if that's where your biggest struggle is. Now, some of your roadblocks might just be a matter of logistics, so to speak. You know, be prepared. Two ways you can make that easier is to plan ahead for a few weeks until it becomes a habit. You know, shop ahead of time, get your groceries, boil some eggs, stock up on beans, make an extra casserole or a couple extra hamburger patties. Get that squared away. So for this week's homework, let's keep track of how much better you feel. I know I keep saying eat better, feel better, so let's check that. You know, as you eat breakfast, or even if you skip breakfast, notice how you feel emotionally. If you're eating breakfast, are you experiencing mood swings? If you're eating breakfast, are you feeling more balanced emotionally? Do you feel more grounded, more in control? If you happen to skip breakfast, do you notice a difference? And you can also check yourself physically too. Now, if you miss breakfast or you didn't get enough protein, notice if you feel shaky or fatigued. On the mornings when you get it right, when you get your protein on time, ready to go, see if you're getting less fatigue or fewer headaches. See if you're no longer getting those heart palpitations. Now, don't get discouraged if breakfast doesn't come easy or you feel yourself resisting. Just take it one bite at a time. Just keep moving forward. So that's it. That's the program. Two simple steps to eat better, feel better. Start with breakfast and get enough protein. I hope you liked today's episode, and I hope you're ready to take this first step toward overcoming your anxiety. And remember, I understand what you're dealing with. I know exactly what panic attacks feel like, and I know what you're going through. So never feel guilty or ashamed about seeking help or making changes, because we can fix this. And we fix this by eating really yummy food, starting with breakfast. So how great is that? Eat better, feel better, and heal your anxiety one bite at a time. Now, if you have any questions or comments, drop me a message. If you want to know more about me and what I do, visit my website at bellaholisticnutrition.com. And remember to follow me on Facebook at Bella Holistic Nutrition for daily inspiration. So thanks again for being here with me. See you soon. And until next time, take care.